This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 18 for Thursday, May 16th, 2019. Hello and welcome from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. Today, we are going to sit down with the new Native American Youth Grant Coordinator for Lincoln Public Schools, but that's going to come up later. Mindy, I love to ride my bike, and while this week is National Bike to Work Week and last week was National Bike to School Day, it had me thinking about the different ways that students get to school. They walk, they have come in cars, school buses, public transportation, and even bicycles. When you were a student, how did you get to school?
Well, I was very lucky. I grew up in a small town, and I lived right across the street from my elementary school. So it was easy for me to just get up, walk right across the street to the school, and I could see when my friends arrived, so I could wait and just go when they were going to be there. So that's how I got to elementary school. Now, middle school, or junior high, because I went to a junior high, I had to ride with my mom, who was a teacher at the junior high school. And then in high school, again, I also rode with my parents. It was a little bit farther. So no biking for me. However, if I had a good bike, I probably would have rode it more to school. How about you?
Well, similar to you, very different between elementary and secondary. I grew up in Eagle. And so we mostly all lived on one side of town, an area that was called Eagle Heights. And the school was on the other side. So every morning and afternoon, it was like a parade of kids across the town to get to the school and then to go home. And then we went to secondary in Waverly. And so it was a lot of bus riding. The nice thing was often by time we got off the bus, homework was done and stuff like that. So you had a, you know, half hour, 40 minutes on the bus. So a lot of walking and riding in elementary school, and then a lot of bus riding in middle school and high school. So, yeah, fun to see a lot of cars when you go to our schools now.
Yeah, lots and lots of cars and traffic
parades
patterns
cars.
To be
That's right.
aware of.
Mindy, what's going on with the website?
Well, this week on the website, things have not slowed down, even though we only have 1 week of school left. That's right. If this is news to you, next Thursday is our last day of school.
Wow.
I know. Hard to believe. So on our website, we have Belmont Elementary. They won a national award for their work with students. Congratulations to them. The American Psychological Association and its Board of Education Affairs honored Belmont Elementary for their ability to adapt to the needs of students while ensuring the highest standards for their achievements, engagement, and social competence. And so I know they received that award last week. Jason Keyes was there, and he captured all the moments on camera. And so you can see that story on our website. Belmont received the BEA Golden Sci Award, becoming only the 7th school in the country to earn that award.
Congratulations, Belmont. And I know that it looks like a lot of those folks that have won that award have been from the coast, big cities. So really fun to land that right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Something to be proud of. Also, Arts and Humanities seniors presented their capstone projects. 13 graduation seniors from the Lincoln Public Schools Arts and Humanities Focus Program presented last week a culmination of their 4 years of creative growth and academic exploration. The students had been working on their projects since January. Their topics were diverse, and they completed many different forms of media using that. They were all on display as part of an art show Friday at the Arts and Humanities facility. We have that story on our website.
And if you look through there, it has all their projects listed, so really fun to see what all those students did. Go check that one out.
Congratulations to those students. That's quite an accomplishment, and I wish them the best in the future, whatever that may be.
Yeah, I think it said that they spent up to like 60 hours or something on those projects, really had a lot invested in them. So yeah, take a look.
Glad that they got to finally put those on display. Also on our website, we had our final learning lunch of the season. For those of you who don't know, one Tuesday a month, we bring people in to talk about topics that are hot to Lincoln Public Schools so that you can learn more about it. We got to feature once again our mariachi ensemble. And so we got to bring that music to the district office, stream that music live, and we got to learn a little bit more about the origins of mariachi and why it was important to bring that into our schools. So you can find that video. And they also got to promote Monday night. They are going to do a special feature concert with the Lincoln Community Band. It's a collaboration. And so that's going to be a really cool thing on Monday night.
Really nice thing, if you do catch that video from the Learning Lunch, was if you followed them when we were featuring their spring tour, you got to hear quite a bit of their music. But during learning lunch, they really talked about how the program got together, what it takes to put it on. And so if you're looking for some of the behind the scenes information, a lot of it there in that learning lunch.
And I have to give a shout out. My son, who plays the giant guitarrón, spoke about why the instrument is shaped the way it is. So go ahead and check that out.
Sea turtles.
Also, we have information. It is time for graduations. And so we've got information on our website, really important. But we will also have links to the live stream this year. For the second year in a row, we're going to live stream our graduation ceremonies, all six of them. We're super excited about that. We're working with Dan Ely and his crew to bring that out to the masses through our website. And new this year, we're working with the City of Lincoln to broadcast all six of those ceremonies on our cable television channel. So you can find on the LNK Education Channel, which is ALO 23, Spectrum 1303, or Kinetic 1080. That's going to be all the Pinnacle Bank Arena ceremonies, and all of the Bob Devaney ceremonies will be on the LNK TV City channels, which is ALO 2, Spectrum 1300, and Kinetic 1005. So if you are interested in seeing the graduation ceremonies but don't necessarily want to trek downtown, you can watch those on the cable channels.
We have just a few things going on here at the tail end of the school year. Today we have Class A State Tennis. That's going on at the Cook Family Tennis Center up at Tranquility Park in Omaha. I think that started yesterday, wrapping up today. And then starting tomorrow and going through Saturday is the Track and Field Championships, and that's going on at Burke High School. Monday, Southwest Theater is doing the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's also Tuesday. Those are at 7 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesday, we have state golf going on at the Norfolk Country Club. And then Thursday, the 23rd, it's the last day of school for students. And we're going to be featuring all kinds of stuff up on the LPS website. So if you are in any way involved with last day of school, last week of school activities, we'll be having information where you can submit those things. If you're on Twitter or the Instagrams, you can use hashtag LastDayLPS, and we will grab that stuff and share it in our stream. So please participate and share your things and see what everybody else is doing during that awesome last week.
It is one of my favorite days when we get to go out and see all of the kids. They're excited for summer, but they're also sad that they're leaving their teachers that they've come to know and love. But it is such a great day. And so please share your stuff with us or come check out the page and see what everybody else has to share as well.
Oh, and with all the spring colors, we get some of the best photos, during these days.
And the weather is usually decent. So.
Usually, yeah.
Well, Brian, a grant from the U.S. Department of Education has helped Lincoln Public Schools serve Native American students for over 20 years. But it was recently announced that LPS will receive a second grant that will extend that outreach and support to Native American students in preschool through 12th grade. I got to sit down with Barbara Butes. She's a Native American Youth Grant Coordinator at Lincoln Public Schools. So let's hear that conversation. I'm here with Dr. Barbara Butes, the Native American Youth Grant Coordinator as part of the Lincoln Public Schools Federal Programs Department, and she works in the Indian Education Program. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, I love being here.
Thank you. You joined Lincoln Public Schools in January.
Right.
And so tell me a little bit about your journey. How did you come about being a part of our Lincoln Public Schools?
Well, I've been at home for a few months, not doing much. I'm an anthropologist, and I have my own firm, and just had quit taking on contracts. It was sort of a little hiatus. My husband saw that Lincoln Public Schools had this possibility for me and said, you should look into that. It looks like something you'd really enjoy. And he was right. I said, wow, that's amazing, because I get to come in and see about the opportunities for American Indian students here in the Lincoln Public Schools. I know that there had been a grant here for probably over 20 years, but it was a small grant, and they were unable to really build programs or anything sustainable with that small grant. So when this demonstration grant was awarded, we have 4 years. It's about 3 years now, three and a little less than a half. left to see if we can raise the graduation rate and lower the absentee and just bring up the grades of these students as well. We have a lot of American Indian students who struggle with COM. Mm-hmm. And that's a really tough one for them. A lot of American Indian students are shy and not willing to speak in public. And that's one thing you have to do before you can graduate.
Right.
And
that oral communications class is so important.
Really, it scares these kids. And I think some of them leave school just so they won't have to do that.
Oh, no.
And so we want to help them face that obstacle and offer them tutoring and opportunities to shadow. And in addition to bringing more cultural awareness to the LPS system, we've got programs available to build the teacher's knowledge.
That's a great, yeah.
The teachers can have professional development to learn more about ways to introduce American Indian topics into the curriculum.
Why is that so important? I mean, it's important that we see ourselves in our school system and the things that we learn, but why is it so important that we introduce those topics into the classrooms? And why is it so important that we have teachers get that training?
Well, American Indians have been around since the beginning, and often American Indian people in general are relegated to the past. So the images that we see of American Indians are sort of 1880s. And if someone meets an American Indian, it's usually, well, do you bead or do you tan hides?
Right.
Those kinds of things. And I think it's important for just the general population within LPS to understand that these children are part of the 21st century making contributions. Many of them have obstacles and traumas that are common among all other groups of people. And most of them are just your regular everyday people.
Right.
There's no typical Indian. There's like being an American Indian isn't a race, for example. It's like they're all colors of American Indian people. Being American Indian isn't a language, say like Hispanic.
Right.
Because there are nearly 500 wow. American Indian languages, mutually unintelligible languages spoken in the U.S. I am Ihonktuan Sioux, Yankton Sioux, and among the Sioux peoples, that would be Dakota, Lakota, Nakota people, 46% of them speak the language every day.
Wow.
So it's not an ancient language. Right. Well, it might be ancient, but it's still...
But it's still around. It's still vibrant.
Right. It's growing. It changes just like English does. And and that's true of many other American Indian languages. So I guess what I'm trying to say is American Indians aren't an ethnic group either, because
right.
it to be that, they would have to be more alike. We have all sorts of people who are, historically, their ethnicity would be dependent upon what part of the nation they were living,
right?
Like the Plains people, such as my people, were more, you know, hunt buffalo and live in teepees in the old days, you know.
Right.
People in California, of course, didn't have to do much work in order to pick the fruit off the trees and whatnot. So we have many different cultures, ethnicities, languages, colors.
So how many different tribes are represented here in Lincoln? I mean, do you have an idea of how many?
Well, there are quite a number. I know that we have some Tlingit children, and they're from Alaska.
Wow.
And I don't want to hesitate or I don't want to hazard a guess, but
right.
I can say that we have at least four tribes who are situated within the state of Nebraska.
Okay.
And all very close to Lincoln, who would be the Omaha, the Winnebago, the Santee, and the Ponca.
Okay.
So those are four tribes that are right here. And now we're trying to incorporate some of their language and history into the curriculum
right.
as well.
Because there's, like you said before, there's multiple languages being spoken. It's not like it's just one language. There's many dialects and languages.
Even within a language, for example, the Sioux, among my people, the Sioux, we have three major dialects, would be the Lakota, the Nakota, and the Dakota, with Dakota being the oldest of those. And the Nakota and the Lakota are newer, still very old.
Right. So what you mentioned earlier, there's obstacles that students face. What are some of those obstacles that these students face in our schools today?
Well, aside from not hearing about their contributions to the birth of our nation and to the development of the United States as a society, which I think are really important aspects of American Indian history and life. I do think that there should be just a, because there are so few American Indian students. I mean, it's like 1.5%.
Okay.
Of the student population.
Because I think I saw somewhere on our website that there's close to 600 students, or that's what we submitted right. as part of the grant application. I think right. it was like 568 Native American identified students.
Right. And we have 62 schools in Lincoln. So, and most of those students that you just named are in the high schools.
Okay.
Among the elementary schools, there are several who have only one American Indian kid. And several of them have only two or three.
Okay.
And, you know, we want to reach them as well. And I think that by helping these American Indian students begin to see that they are important and that they do belong in the school, we'll also be helping the non-Indian students recognize that there are Indians among them.
Right.
And I think that will help just all the way around.
That awareness.
To know that that we have American Indians with us today.
Right. So tell me a little bit about what your job entails. I know you're working with the grants, and we've had a grant in over 20 years here at Lincoln Public Schools. But tell me what your job entails. How are you supporting these students in the schools?
Well, I spend a lot of time at my desk.
probably more than you would like to be.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Now, in the beginning, and I've been here, like you said, since January 15th, and in the beginning, I was brainstorming as I sat there and read this grant to see how much money we have and how the grant is written and how that money should be allocated among the mental and behavioral health supports, the academic supports, which we would have our tutors and success coaches and that sort of thing. And then we have the social supports, which we're leaning quite heavily on our parent committee
right.
To help us make that come fruition. And also, we have the social, academic, behavioral, mental, and
cultural supports. I think the
cultural
last one
supports.
I saw. Yeah,
and the cultural supports are really the sort of thing that we're trying to. And I think statistics have proven mm-hmm. that cultural. Inserting cultural activities and aspects into the curriculum really does help.
Yeah. helps make that connection to what they're learning.
Mm-hmm. In fact, they've shown that people can recover from trauma and whatnot, even in prisons, when they're provided cultural support.
So that, I mean, must also require not just the students, but supporting families as well. Is that something that you guys do?
To some extent, yes. I the grant is aimed directly at the students. We want them to complete their high school education and be prepared for a college or a career. But sometimes it does, because the student's success is heavily dependent upon what their family, you know, if they have the support from their family.
Right.
So, but as far as having programs designed specifically for them, no, we consider the parents our partners.
Yeah.
And we want the partners to work with us toward helping these students be successful.
That's important, that family-school partnership.
Right. And so you say, what do I do toward making this work? Besides sit at my desk and and think up things. I have a staff. There are three advocates, Native American advocates, right now. There have always been two, but this grant has allowed us to add. And the advocates go out and meet with the students. And, you know, if the student needs a tutor or a success coach or, you know, some other support, then that advocate will find it, will make it possible for that student to be supported in whatever way that student needs to be supported. We have a cultural specialist who makes plans for activities, clubs, cultural events and awareness. Like today, we have an artist who came in from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, and he's going around to the elementary schools teaching these children how to sing.
Wow.
And, oh, I was there this morning, and they really sing. They're so happy. And it's not just the Indian kids. It's all the kids, the fourth graders. And
it brings that fourth grade Nebraska history to life. That's part of our standards.
Right.
So, yeah. That's a great way to connect. And you know, spread the awareness of the diversity and the richness of the culture.
Right.
That's wonderful. And it's because of this grant, because you had one grant before, but now you have a second grant, and that is helping you fund these connections, these specialists or advocates who are out there helping students.
Right. I mean, before there was a grant, but that grant covered only two staff members.
For 560 kids.
Yeah, two staff members and just a little money left over for some transportation.
Wow.
So we're so thankful for this grant and the opportunity to give these children a chance. Yeah. We have several things planned. Right now we're looking for kids, getting them ready to go for the STEM summer camp, their focus programs. We have an idea which we want to offer to some of our students who have behavioral issues, mm-hmm. An opportunity to go visit a therapy horse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I was just happy to learn about this. And, you know, it's a rare opportunity that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
Right. And not something they would necessarily see in Lincoln. If they've been in Lincoln their whole life, they might not see a horse, especially a therapy horse in Lincoln.
Right. So. And so we want to make this available to our students who are having these issues. Because I think it could be therapeutic for them. And maybe through the summer go for once a week for a month.
Oh, yeah.
And visit this horse and maybe get a new perspective on how they feel.
Right. Help them understand maybe what they're feeling as well.
Yeah.
What other plans? I mean, you said you've been brainstorming the last couple of months. So what other plans do you have in the immediate future to help you reach your goal?
Well, we're planning for the fall. It's going to be in the late summer. I think it's August 12th We're having a back to school event, and there's going to be a round dance and, of course, the backpack giveaway and all of that. And we're hoping to bring together families and at that time meet with the parents and make our plans for the coming year. In July, the end of July and the first day of August, we're having what's called a GONA, the Gathering of Native Americans.
Gotcha, GONA, okay.
And there will be some trainers there, and we're going to have therapists there on hand. And it's a training to help ourselves get over issues, trauma. And the suicide rate among American Indians, even children, is off the charts. We have students who've witnessed the parent or sibling taking their own life. We have children who have suicidal ideations and have attempted suicide. And a lot of this has to do with it's a buzzword now, historical trauma. But it's very real. I think the trauma that in this day and age, a lot of it has to do with the kind of, and it's a lot of it is a result of this historical trauma. I will grant you that, but there's family dysfunction, there's poverty, there's these issues with missing and murdered women and girls, and the just all of those rolled into one. It's not an easy life.
Yeah.
And the American Indian students, a lot of them come from reservations where there is poverty.
Yeah.
Now, these Indians don't always want to have money. They like to have their families. I think family is more important than money, really.
Right.
But sometimes they have neither.
Right. What kind of opportunities or outreach are you doing with students, or what are you planning to do with students for outreach and creating those opportunities for students? You've already kind of touched on it a little bit, but what are some other opportunities?
Well, I want to have opportunities for them to shadow professionals. And I see that there are quite a few opportunities at the hospitals and at the, it's mainly the first responders, the police, the fire department, the rescue squad people offer great opportunities for shadowing. But I know that there are other interesting businesses in town. Like, I happen to know that downtown they make some teeth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's down near the Blue Stem bookstore.
Okay.
And I said, I think some kids, I can imagine, if they're interested in art, they might like to go there and see how people make teeth.
Because there's an art to that. That would be interesting.
Oh, but then electricians, maybe somebody would like to be an electrician. I'd really like to find a chef who would be willing to take on students who have studied culinary arts at Lincoln, or who would be interested in maybe going to SEC and studying culinary arts. Maybe there's a chef in town who would be willing to take on that student.
So you're hoping to find ways to inspire students to find their career or passion.
That's right. To do what they enjoy, just do what they like. College isn't for everyone.
Right.
And but everybody does have to make a living.
Yes.
And so I think you should enjoy doing it.
Well, do you enjoy what you're doing?
I love it. I love it.
I can tell. So last week you had the Native American Recognition Banquet.
Yes.
Tell me about that event. What takes place at that event, and how do you honor those students?
Oh, that was a wonderful event. We had 42 graduates this year.
Fabulous.
And we rented the Firefighters Hall, and totally we jammed that place.
Good.
It was full. And it was a really beautiful event with white tablecloths, and we put up an exhibit of some of the artwork that middle schoolers and high schoolers had done to honor the missing and murdered women. because last week was also the week of remembrance. And so we had that art exhibit up, as, and so those students were really proud of what they had done. And the elders at the Ponca tribe, they have an elders luncheon every week. And the elders there had painted these rocks.
Oh, wow.
And so we had these rocks on the tables. So the elders were there. And we had a drum group, and they were Winnebago, came in and played honor songs and prayer songs and even a round dance. At one point, we all danced.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it was great. And we gave each student, we got eagle feathers. We have permission from the federal government. They sent us the feathers. We got feathers through an elder. And so each student was... ceremonially provided an eagle feather.
And that's a special program that LPS just started about 3 years ago.
That's right.
And that was a board approved, I think it started as a pilot program, but I think we're now in the third year of allowing these Native students to wear the eagle feather, but they have to earn it. It's not something that they're just given. I mean, that is a distinction that they have to earn with their tribe. Is that right?
That's right. And so they each were given this feather in a ceremony. It was very touching. And we ate supper together with this fry bread and some fruit.
Nice.
It was very nice.
And it, I'm sure it helps build those connections with those families.
Well, with the families and the students.
The students
they could tell that we were so happy that they had graduated and they had done something very good. Yeah. And I think it warmed the parents' hearts to know that we cared about their students.
And hopefully that will inspire the next crop of seniors and juniors,
right,
and sophomores. And
yeah, and there were quite a few of them there,
I'm sure, supporting their siblings.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What a great interview, Mindy, and what a fantastic resource it is to have Barbara as part of our district working with these Native American students to give them the support that they need. And as you brought up and as she talked about, to give these students more opportunity to see themselves in school, to know that, they're not alone, that there's Native Americans everywhere, and not just them, for all of us,
yeah,
to see these Native Americans around and not just as part of history, which she talked about, that's something that tends to happen, but to see them as very current and modern folks that are, doing everything that everybody else is doing.
She was in our area last week. She had worked with students, and those students had worked with our graphics department, to create these posters. And they say different Lakota words and what they mean. And they're posters that are going to be put up around the schools so that the kids can feel that they're not alone, and to also introduce other students to that culture and that diversity. And I think it was a really powerful, some of the statements that they had chosen were very powerful. So I think she's got some great ideas and some great energy, and I can't wait to see what is going to happen over the next year with this new grant that allows them to support those students and those families and provide these opportunities like the camp that they're going to for the STEM opportunities. And therapy horses. So yes, exactly.
Can you say more about the eagle feathers?
Yeah, so the Eagle Feather Program, again, this was piloted about 3 years ago, and now it's been put into place. But the Board of Education approved that we don't allow students to wear anything with their caps and gowns other than the Distinguished Honor Cords that would be handed out by the school. Well, in partnership, this was recognized as a way to maybe inspire more Native students to complete their education, to graduate from high school. They are allowed to, they have to apply, and it's a national program. They have to apply to receive their eagle feather. And the eagle feather is worn as at a point in their life as a celebration, as kind of like a medal of accomplishment. And so these eagle feathers are then granted by the U.S. government and given to these students to wear as an honor symbol that they have reached an achievement milestone. And it is really neat to see. They wear it on in place of the tassel, or sometimes with the tassel on their cap. And it's really neat to see them proudly displaying their heritage. And for the family, it's a moment of pride. It's you've made it, you've gotten through this high school, and you've made it to this accomplishment, and we're proud of you. So it's really a neat thing to see.
And if you're going to be at one of our high school ceremonies coming up next week, be on the lookout for those. They'll be at all of our ceremonies, and make sure if you get a chance, congratulate them on their accomplishment. If there's anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything that we've talked about right inside the notes for this podcast, also at our website, lps.org/podcast. Also, for the few calendar events that we have, those are up there. And if you're interested, like we said, state tennis and state track are going on. All that stuff is at nsaahome.org. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified usually Wednesday. Today it's a Thursday when we push up a new episode. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Pocket Cast, and Spotify. And links to all those services are also at lps.org/podcast. And that is all the information and time that we have for today. Thank you for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.